AM 1340, also on CN2. That's Comporium Channel 102 and Facebook Live.
And with us around the table this morning is Pete Nozzle. He's a member of the Rock Hill School Board of Trustees. And it's interesting that all this has been going on about the Rock Hill School District, and we haven't heard a thing from the Rock Hill School District. No chatter, nothing verbally, nothing in writing. What is your reaction to all this, Pete?
Well, Manning, the first time that I've actually heard about this was I was in Great Falls, Montana, during the last school board meeting, or maybe two meetings ago, teaching a Defense Counsel 101 class. And, you know, Great Falls is mountain time, so I'm 2 hours behind. And I was not able to call into the meeting because we were still working when the meeting started. And, you know, we were told there was there's another deal in the works. My only other experience, I believe, with these philos was the Costco deal that was made, was it a year or two ago? And, you know, we don't have a vote in these. Costco was nice enough to come meet with us. I definitely asked Costco to be a very generous partner with Rock Hill Schools. They are going to partner with us. It's not as generous as I would have liked, but I don't have a say in it. We don't have a say in it. And so it's our job to collaborate with businesses in Rock Hill and in York County. It's our job to collaborate with the other government agencies that are surrounding us. And we just do the best with what's given to us. We don't have the opportunity to generate revenue. We are given revenue by the county, and we are very good stewards of that revenue. We use that money to serve our kids and to educate our kids and produce the future leaders of Rock Hill.
So the Octapharma.
Yes.
Deal coming to York County. It's definitely going to benefit the school district. Regardless of all this wrangling, there's going to be new income coming to the school district.
Yes.
And Substantial new income.
And I think it is important to say that the board has not, I mean, and this, you know, the facts are changing every day. And, you know, what happened last night changes, you know, what's going to move forward. And the board has not had the opportunity to meet. We have not all been in the same room to talk about this, to study this, to see how exactly it is going to impact us. I'm very appreciative. I'm a trustee of the school district. So this is a potentially additional revenue for us that we are going to use to educate our kids, take care of our facilities. And so, but it is important to know we have not all met yet. We do not have a position because we've not met. And this, you know, here individually just to
And we
to
don't
talk
even know whether we have a deal or not. This whole thing could go south. I mean,
I don't think it's going
to. Well, we don't think so. We hope it's not going to, but that's a possibility.
It's a great deal. Yeah. It's bringing in 1,200 new jobs to Rock Hill, high-paying jobs.
Oh, yeah. So the bigger question here that became so apparent last night and has been apparent through this whole process is we don't have the kind of dialogue that we need between the city, the county, and the school district. There is no mechanism that the general public is aware of where these things would be discussed in advance before they ever became a matter for somebody to take a vote on. You know, this thing was a surprise that popped up in a county council meeting. That has nothing to do with you. But I'm just talking about the general dialogue of how can we get along better as a county to attract more things like Octapharma.
I think that's a great point. And just like we're having a conversation here this morning, when you talk, I listen. And when I talk, you listen. And you invited me to come in here and talk. And it's as simple as that.
That's exactly right. It's not rocket science.
No, I mean, we have instructed our superintendent to go out and to work with the county and to work with the city.
Right.
And if they are willing to work with her, that's out of our control. But you know, we are absolutely – that's a great point. We need to collaborate. Yeah. It will be a lot better if we all collaborate.
Bingo. It's not the professional staffs that are a problem. You know, it's not the county manager, city manager, or the school district superintendent. It's the elected officials who need to figure out a formula, a way to dialogue with each other so that they can work through these issues in a professional way and come up with a resolution rather than, boom, here's something you have to choke down your throat.
Manning, I can't speak to any other elected official, but if somebody calls me, I'm going to call them back. And if somebody... If I call somebody, I hope that they would take my call. Sometimes they don't take my calls, and sometimes they don't return my calls. And it's just, I can't help that.
Yeah, true. Okay, Pete, I appreciate you coming in here. It's a very interesting dynamic that we've been through all week long. Fingers crossed that Octave Farmer will
Fingers are crossed. My takeaway last night is I really do appreciate that big business and good jobs want to come to your county. And the best – I've been very consistent with this since I ran for the school district, that the best driver of economic development is a high-functioning public school system. And if we prioritize that in Rock Hill, that's going to lift everybody up. It's going to spur development all throughout the county. If we produce kids, and we are producing kids that think independently, have real skills to go out and start businesses, work for high-performing businesses, generate money, buy homes, raise families – it is good for everybody.
Yeah. And based on what little I've learned since we have a new superintendent, she's doing a pretty good job.
She does. She's doing a great job.
Yeah, she's a – I call her the commander-in-chief, and I call her lieutenant.
And she's got some great deputy commanders below her. So yeah. It is like we are in a good spot.
They're
Manny.
Called principals. Pete Nosel, thank you for all that the work that you and the trustees do for the school system.
Thank you.